This message is part of the educational ministry of Columbia International University. We've been preparing world Christians to know Him and to make Him known since 1923.
Our Father, is always a joy to come into Your presence. You're such an awesome, awesome God. And we love You for who You are. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that Thou would allow Your servant to just touch Your face, sit on Your knee, and if You will, just give me a hug. Pull me so close to Your bosom that I will feel the vibrations of Your heartbeat. And Lord, let the fragrance of who You are illuminate this place in such a way that every one of us under Your presence, Lord God, will carry a scent of who You are out of this room that will touch the lives of those who they come in contact with today. Oh, You're an awesome God. Lord, if it's going to happen, You're going to have to do it. And I realize I don't deserve to be in this place. But because of Your grace and mercy, You made it possible. Will You speak to our hearts, that our hearts would know that we have been spoken to today? We love You so much. Oh, Jesus, thank You for being Jesus in our lives today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm indeed grateful to be with you this morning, and matter of fact, at 64, I'm glad to be anywhere. Amen. It is indeed a privilege. I thank Dr. Jones and the faculty and all of you and our board members and all of you who have made this possible. I thank God for my wife. I've been with this woman ever since she was in the sixth grade and I was in the seventh grade. Amen. I want my wife to stand. Amen. I met her over our aunt's house, and I may have told some of you this before, and she was asleep and I was playing in her hair. She woke up and she smacked me. Amen. And I was playing in her long black hair, and I've been playing in it for 43 years. Amen. She ain't smacking me no more. Hello. All right. I want to share with you today, if you will, I want to look at the book of Psalms. And I want to look at one of my favorite psalms, but I only want to deal with one verse, Psalms 23. But I'm going to read the whole pericope, if you will. I'll let you know I did go by the seminary, amen. So I'm going to read the whole text, if you will. But I just want to deal with one verse, and I'll be out of your way, amen. But now you got to say amen. Now some of y'all understand that, amen. Let's get a black preacher wound up when you're going to say an amen. Amen. And I like to get wound up because I'm excited about what the Lord is doing in my life. Amen. I'm just glad to be alive. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm glad to be alive. Amen. Come on. Amen. I am glad to be seen and not viewed. Now y'all get that later, amen? I want you to see what I look like. You don't be walking up on me and saying he don't look like himself. No, you see what I look like this morning. Amen. Psalms 23, if you will, and I'll be out of your way. Listen what it says. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I want to talk about this morning, yea, though moments. When I go to talking about yea, though moments, I'm talking about the moments in our lives that was never intended to be eternal. Many times we have moments, amen, we don't understand why we have those moments, and every one of us here today who have claimed Jesus as Lord and Savior, those moments are good for us. They're not moments that you run away from. They're not moments that you raise a whole lot of questions, but bottom line, realizing that God has dropped you in the moment because he's trying to develop a character in you that looks like him. That every day you wake up on planet Earth, you want to make sure that God sees the image of who he is in your life. So my point is that when those moments come, they're never intended to be eternal moments. Many times we try to make those moments eternal. And when we try to make them eternal, you begin to try to allow your humanity to create an environment that is very unhealthy for you. But when you realize the moment is there because God has planted it there in your life, God is trying to get the best out of you. God is trying to make sure that your life becomes what he have created to be, that you can be the manifestation of who he is. So don't run away from your moment. Don't check out the class too soon. Amen. Before you get your blessing, don't check out the class too soon, because many times because we're smart from the neck up, we're always trying to figure it out. But let me let you in on something. You can't figure this one out. You got to trust God with the moment. I know every one of us in here, amen, especially you who, you in school, you're going to these classes, you're taking all these exams, you got all these moments that you're facing every day you come on this campus, every day you come out of your room, amen, you got to face these moments. But let me let you in on something. The moment becomes easy when you allow God to carry you through the moment. Let me let you in on something. I'm in the process now at 64 years old. I'm trying to get another degree. And I don't know why I'm doing this, but however. I got to develop a portfolio, amen, for this school. They want me to do a portfolio, amen. They want me to bring my whole 64 years into one book. Amen, amen. And, Jesus, watch this. And so, I'm sitting there. I had to go get my transcripts, y'all. I had to go to Lawson State Community College, the University of Alabama, Birmingham. I had to go to Sanford University in Birmingham, and then I had to go to Harvard Divinity School. Well, I called Sanford, and Sanford sent me an email copy of my transcript. And I got to looking at that transcript, and I was having some moments. Oh, yes. When I got looking at that transcript and I realized what that transcript looked like, I didn't want nobody else's eyes to see that transcript but mine. Amen. Because all the way down that transcript wasn't looking too good for me at all. And so I was getting ready to call my wife and say, honey, no, I can't do this. No, can't. Matter of fact, I didn't want my wife to see that transcript. And the Lord took me back to the moment when I was at Sanford University and I was working a full-time job, pastoring a full-time church, amen, and family and all these things were transpiring. And I mean all through that whole journey at Sampson University, 10-year span, y'all, amen. My diploma didn't say how many years it's taken me to get the diploma, amen. Won't pause there for a minute too. But anyway, I looked at all that and I was just having problems. I mean, we had major problems. And so I called Howard Divinity School. And, you know, you can't get people on the phone these days. Amen. They either automated, all this stuff going on. And I like to talk to people. Amen. And so I got in my car and drove to Howard Divinity School to the administrative building. And I told the lady, I said, ma'am, I need a transcript. I'm still having my moments because I really don't want to see this one either. Amen. And so I got to the window, fill out the form, amen. And you know they got my $10 too, y'all. Amen. They got that first, amen. And so, but anyway, the lady said, wait a minute, a few minutes. I waited a few minutes, and she called me back to the window. She brought the transcript out. She said, is this you? I read my name. I saw my Social Security number on it. And then I started looking at the grades and the GPA, amen? And I looked at it, and I looked at it. I said, wait a minute. I saw a 3.25 all the way through my whole journey down. I said, look at it again. Is this me? Because what I was doing, I was looking back at Sanford, Lawson State, and then I got here, and the Lord said, see, you having a moment that you shouldn't be having. Because, see, when I was in school, GPAs were not no concern for me. I was just trying to get out of there as quick as possible. Amen. And but the Lord saved that moment for me to let me know that bottom line is you can't get caught up in moments because I'm the one control the moment. I'm the one in charge of the moment. When you try to figure it out, I've already got to figure it out for you. Because bottom line is, I'm the one equipping you because I'm the one putting you on display to become what I want you to be for my behalf. So don't run away from your moments. Hang in there with the moments. No matter how tough and how hard it may get, hang in there because God has the final answer. And David, I like David because, you know, I really like this guy because when I get to heaven, I need to talk to him too because I want to know how you became a man of the God's own heart with all that moment, all the moments you had in your life. But watch this. When you go to heaven, you ain't no moments. David said, yea, though I walk. I'm not standing, I'm not gazing, but in my moments, I'm walking. I'm not standing there in pause. I haven't put things on hold. But yes, I know I got moments, but I cannot get immersed in the moment. I got to get immersed in the blessings. My blessings outweigh my moments. So my blessings give me what I need to keep walking. Irregardless of what I'm facing, irregardless of what my challenges is, the blessings of God, when you just pause for a moment and realize how blessed you are, the blessing will help you deal with the pain. The blessing will help you be able to keep walking in the direction that God wants you to walk in. And embrace the essence of God. He says, yea, though I'm walking. And notice what he said. I'm not just walking, but I'm walking through. I'm not just walking, but I'm walking through something. I'm walking through a moment. But I realize I'm not walking through alone. Greater is he that is in me
that he that is in the world is God before me. He's more than the world against me. So I'm walking through this. In other words, let me say this for a minute. You got to learn how to encourage yourself. That woman with issue of blood, she says, if I just can touch the hem of his garment, she kept on telling herself that. And bottom line is, she didn't stop walking. She walked through the crowd and she touched his hem. And guess what happened? As she walked through, she got a blessing. Oh, I wish I had time. Because bottom line is, many of us fail because we're so wrapped up in our humanity and not in our divinity, and allowing our divinity to give us the power to go through. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley. Life is a valley. Dark, dismal, dangerous valley. But yet, I'm not in the valley alone. I'm never alone. I got a partner with me that even in my valleys become mountains while they still remain a valley. Oh, sookie. My valleys become a mountain because I have a mountain mover in the valley with me. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. He said, Lord, I'll be with you to the end of the ages. He said, I'll be your refuge in the time of trouble, even in your valleys. So therefore, I don't have to wait till I get to the mountain to have a mountaintop experience when I got Jesus in the valley with me. Oh, come on, y'all. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Watch this. It's the shadow, y'all. It's not death. But if you ain't careful, the shadow can take you out. Other day, I was in the plane, 36,000 feet up in the air. And I like window seats, y'all. No matter how high the plane flying, I want to see. And it's awesome when you get up in that magnitude, oh Lord, in that altitude, to watch the power of God. And so I'm sitting there, amen, and I'm saying, wow, all these people on this plane, their luggage, I mean, wow. And this plane's standing in the air. And I realize I'm flying in the shadow of death. I'm flying. Death all around me, but it's just a shadow. I can easily panic and say 36,000 feet and then end up having a heart attack out of the shadow. No, I'm not like some of y'all. No. I observe, I pray, and then sometimes I get on the plane, I don't even know when the plane take off. I'm out of it. I know about the shadow. There's some people, when you hear the word cancel, you almost come to the conclusion. You're getting your obituary ready, you're getting your funeral plot ready, you're getting all your things in place and fail to realize you are not dying of cancer, you're living with cancer, so therefore you're living under the shadow of death. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Doesn't matter what your doctor tells you, long as you got life, it's just the shadow of death that you're living in. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. No evil. And I fear no evil. There's negative fear and there's positive fear. Negative fear is when I'm walking away from God. Positive fear is when I'm walking towards God. But yes, I'm fearful, but yet I'm trusting God. Because God did not give me a power of fear, but of love and of sound and of a sound mind. Yes, Psalm 27 says, you know, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies and my foe come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though a host encamp against me, I am confident that I got somebody greater than any evilness that come against me that walking with me every day. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no evil, because thou art with me. Can I pause there for a minute? Because some of us forget the fact that because we know Jesus and Jesus knows us, that we always got a company keeper. Always got someone before us, behind us, and to the side of us. Always there to protect us. He is our shepherd, y'all. He is our shepherd. He is our daddy. He is our papa. He always there. Always there to keep us. Yes, he's there to protect us from anything that come up against us. Don't you ever try to protect yourself. Because creation was never intended to protect creation. We take creation and try to protect ourselves with it. Creation never have the power to protect anything. But God, who is the creator, has all power. And all he wants us to do, like that first song I think we sang, he's able. Oh, I do remember, y'all. Yeah, he is able to do the impossible. If we fully trust in him, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He got the power to do that. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, I got a comforter. One of the greatest comforters that ever is, that ever lived in heaven and in earth, and that is God, that is Jesus, that is the Holy Spirit. The triune union walks with us every day. He's right there, that even when our burdens get heavy, we can't find our way, he's there to comfort us. But he's always there to discipline us too. He's a great discipline because he loves us. Whom the Father loveth, he chastises because he loves us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no evil because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, I got comfort, y'all, because I got my vertical purpose straight and know that the horizontal pressures will never throw me because God is with me. Psalm 139 puts it this way. He says, whether shall I grow from the spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. He's present everywhere. I'm closing. But I need to tell you this story as I go to my seat. There was a little boy named John. Every day he went to work, he told the Lord. His mother said, every day you go to work, tell the Lord you're there. Every day he went to work, he said, Lord, I'm here. Day after day he walked into that plant, he said, Lord, I'm here. And all of a sudden the fire broke out in the plant. And everybody got out but John. Or the crowd with the moaning and crying. Someone was saying, we need to go tell John's mom. He's got destroyed in the fire. And all of a sudden, John walks out of the fire. They rushed to John and said, John, what happened, man? We thought you were destroyed in the fire. He said, my mama told me, every day I go to work, tell the Lord I'm there. And every day I went to work, I said, Jesus, John is here. He said, but when that fire broke out, Jesus walked in and said, John, Jesus is here. Every day you go on planet Earth, make sure you take Jesus with you. Because bottom line is, when the moments come, he's always there. Reason why I know he's there, because he died on a cross, buried in a grave. But early one Sunday morning, he got up out of the grave with all power in his hands. Oh, he's a good God. Yes, he's a mighty God. Yes, he's our God, the great Jehovah, the great I am. He's my God. Yes, he'll make a way for you. Yes, he'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll let you know you are his own. Oh, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Nobody, nobody, nobody but Jesus. Yes. 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 When I think of the goodness of the Lord and all that he done for me, my soul rejoices. He's been good to me. Oh, he's been good. Yes, he's been good. If I couldn't serve nobody else, I serve him because he's been good to me. Haven't he been good to you? Yes. Haven't he been good to you? Yes. You ought to say yes. Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for the moments of life. But thank you for the confidence you give us to trust you, even in our moments. Yes, we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but you promised to never leave us nor forsake us, that you will always be there. Give us what we need to trust you in every one of our moments. Oh, Jesus, I love you. I adore you. I magnify you because you're worthy. You are worthy of all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, God, for being so good to us. Oh, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We hope you were blessed by this message. Additional audio messages and learning resources are available at www.ciu.edu/bookstore or call 803-807-5263. Messages are also available by podcast at iTunes. CIU is a regionally accredited biblical university offering undergraduate and graduate degree programs. Our purpose is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for letting us minister to you today.